Hello, this is Mark Satterfield, and welcome to the Velvet Rope Podcast. Tonight's chapter, Trend Spotting for the Elite, Selling What's Next. Selling to the elite isn't just about offering what they want today. It's about anticipating what they'll crave tomorrow. In a world driven by innovation and exclusivity, trend spotting is as much an art as it is a science. Staying ahead of evolving tastes requires intuition, cultural fluency, and a knack for turning the next big thing into a must-have. No one understands this better than Isabelle Futurist Leclerc, a consultant for luxury brands looking to stay ahead of the curve. Isabelle's office is a shrine to forward thinking, filled with mood boards showcasing everything from AI-integrated watches to biodegradable couture. The wealthy don't just follow trends, Isabelle told me over a coffee at a minimalist cafe in Tokyo. They create them. My job is to help them see what's next before it's obvious. One of Isabelle's recent successes was advising a heritage fashion house to launch a line of sustainable evening wear. Initially skeptical, the brand's executives changed their tune when Isabelle revealed that 65% of their top-tier clientele had expressed interest in eco-conscious luxury. The line sold out within weeks, with clients boasting about their planet-friendly purchases on social media. The trick, Isabelle said, is to make them feel like pioneers, not followers. Trend spotting isn't just about products, it's about experiences. Lexi Jet Set Carrington, who we've met before, a luxury travel curator, has built her reputation on crafting eco-luxury adventures for clients who want both exclusivity and sustainability. Affluent travelers don't just want to see the world, Lexi said. They want to save it while they're doing that. Lexi's most ambitious project to date involved organizing a carbon-neutral African safari. Clients traveled in electric-powered game vehicles and stayed in lodges powered entirely by solar energy. The highlight? A private dinner under the stars with a conservationist who shared insights on local wildlife preservation efforts. They're not just paying for the trip, Lexi explained. They're buying the story they'll tell at dinner parties for years to come. The intersection of technology and luxury is fertile ground for trend spotting, as Michael Codebreaker Russell has recently discovered. Michael specializes in connecting affluent clients with cutting-edge tech solutions, from AI-powered home systems to limited edition NFTs. The younger elite are digital natives, Michael said during a tech showcase in Silicon Valley. They're not impressed by diamond-studded watches unless it also tracks their biometrics. One of Michael's standout projects involved outfitting a billionaire's private estate with a fully integrated AI system that controlled everything from lighting to art displays. The system even learned the client's preferences, ensuring that his favorite playlist greeted him every time he entered a room. Luxury today is about personalization at the atomic level, Michael said. If it doesn't adapt to them, they're not interested. Cultural trends often provide a roadmap for what the elite will want next, as evidenced by the meteoric rise of slow fashion Camélia Thread Dubois, a Paris-based designer. She's been at the forefront of this movement, creating custom pieces that marry sustainability with timeless elegance. Fast fashion is dead, Camélia declared during a private fitting in her shop. The wealthy want craftsmanship, not conveyor belts. Camélia's creations, which feature hand-stitched embroidery and locally sourced fabrics, are produced in quantities so limited that each client receives a certificate of authenticity. One client, a tech mogul's wife, reportedly waited 6 months for a bespoke evening gown that included a hidden pocket for her smartwatch. Society isn't just a strategy, Camellia said. It's a statement. Some brands have mastered the art of trend spotting so thoroughly that they've become tastemakers in their own right. Take Pioneira, a Portuguese luxury shoe brand that launched a line of biodegradable sneakers. Initially met with skepticism, the sneakers became a sensation after celebrities and influencers were spotted wearing them at high-profile events. We didn't just create a product, the band's creative manager explained during a press event. We created a movement. The sneakers, priced at $1,200 a pair, sold out within weeks and earned Pioneera a permanent spot on the radar of eco-conscious elites. In the ever-evolving world of affluence, the ability to anticipate and capitalize on trends isn't just a skill. It's a necessity. Whether it's Isabel's sustainable couture, Lexi's eco-luxury adventures, or Michael's tech-forward solutions, the common thread is a commitment to innovation. Trend spotting is more than just foresight, Isabel said as we parted ways. It's about courage, having the audacity to lead your clients somewhere they didn't even know they wanted to go. This is Mark Satterfield. Thanks for listening to this chapter of the Velvet Rope Podcast. Please be sure to visit thevelvetropepodcast.com to catch up on all my episodes and claim a free copy of my Amazon number one best-selling book, The Affluent Marketing Blueprint. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back with you soon with another chapter in the Velvet Rope Playbook. Bye for now.